What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking with Matthew in Oregon. You had one more point you wanted to make.
Yes, and there's an adage that I try and live by, and that's either you're a part of the problem or you're a part of the solution. And I would challenge anybody that is out there griping about what's going on to put their money where their mouth is. If you give your money to Wells Fargo, to U.S. Bank, to Bank of America, to Chase, you are definitely a part of the problem, and you're allowing your resources to be used against you. Thanks a lot,
absolutely,
Mike. I appreciate the time and letting me share my opinion.
All right, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I'm seeing other articles online starting to pick up on this Reuters report, where even the corporate media is now forced to admit the NSA is still spying on all of us despite the passage of the USA Freedom Act. And apparently, despite that act, the NSA has collected at least 151 million records of American phone calls last year. They only had 42 warrants. They're still operating outside the law and in complete violation of the Fourth Amendment. The reality is, we're getting a raw deal. We're not getting the government that we're supposed to. Because that contract, that Constitution and the Bill of Rights, that's the contract. The government obeys those rules and follows those limitations, and we, the American people, will support it. And when the government steps outside that contract, when they break the contract, then we, the American people, no longer owe them our obedience, our loyalty, our money, and certainly not the life and limb of our children in their wars of conquest. Now, apparently, a hacker group, the Dark Overlord, which already tells us it's a bunch of young kids, are basically trying to hold Netflix to ransom, where basically if Netflix does not agree to the ransom, the Dark Overlord hackers are going to just release the TV shows that are on Netflix for a fee to the internet. And if they're in Great Britain and they get caught, that could be an issue, because Great Britain's Digital Economy Bill is now law, and internet file sharers can be jailed for up to 10 years if they knowingly make infringing content available to the public and expose a copyright owner to even a risk of loss. Now, as I mentioned before, with this attack into Google, hacking into their DoubleClick ad network to plant malware, we're now talking serious financial losses to Google, to Zito, and now to Netflix. And maybe finally, we're going to get the government to start paying attention. When it was just individual citizens having to buy huge amounts of security software they can't afford or being held up for ransomware, the government's attitude was, big deal. It's good for the computer security industry. But now that there's major losses to corporations, the attitude might change. Now, if you use Google Docs, you need to be very careful. Apparently, Google Docs users are being hit with a sophisticated phishing attack. Now, dealing with my hack attack over the weekend, I reinstalled Google Chrome, and the first thing I do is turn off all the extensions for Google Docs and Google this and Google that. But if you're using it, you need to be careful. You need to read this article. It's on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. All right, let's take two phone calls. Frank in North Carolina, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, to follow up on what the last caller said, I was wondering, do you have an opinion one way or the other on the difference between a credit union and a bank?
There's a little bit of difference. Most people seem to like the credit unions, which tend to be organized more around an idea of community service than of profit making. But the really big difference, though, is between a normal depositor bank, which is the bank that you have your checking account at, or the credit union, versus the private central banks, which, even though they use the name bank, it's a completely different operation. And credit unions and depositor banks in your neighborhood actually serve a very useful function because it collects up unused wealth and consolidates it in order to focus it on things the community can benefit from, like starting a new business, building homes, and so forth and so on. The private central banks exist to basically plunder the people and enrich the bankers, and they're able to get away with it because they're made the law of the land by politicians who, as Aaron Russo used to say, would sell their own mother for a dollar.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we're going to switch over to Fred in Wisconsin. Fred, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
A couple things you said earlier. First of all, this McMaster's thing about 4 stars, that's the highest pension that you can get in the U.S. military outside of possibly a 5-star, and I don't think there's a lot of 5-stars walking around.
I don't think there are. I don't think there are any. I thought 4-star was as high as you could go.
It's the highest pension that anybody could be given, which is like a get out of jail free thing. And then the other thing that you were talking about when you were talking about this budget thing, this play was in works under Obama before he took office, before Trump took office. This was unfinished business.
Okay.
Half of that stuff had been drawn out. What the tell card in this, if you want to look at it in this way, is when we get to the new fiscal year, which is, I believe, the end of September, October, then a whole new set of budget things go into play. And that is where we're going to see what Trump has got. Because if he's going to do something, it's going to have to happen on that in that sense. I don't think he had a lot of time or ability to throw, they threw him under the bus, but I think what will really tell the future here is what happens in the next budget, which is only a few months away.
Well, Trump appeared to cave to get his budget to avoid a shutdown.
He did get a few things. He didn't get what he really wanted, but he did get a couple of things going. And I think this is the tell card. If we get to this next situation and he starts throwing some of these things that he really wants into the budget, then we'll see what happens. But I really think his hands were tied pretty much in this situation, because normally that budget would have been done before Trump took office. I think it works on the Democrat side that they leave this type of stuff languishing on the side of the road and waiting for Trump to drive by. It's like an explosive device. It's just my opinion, but I thought I would put it out there.
No, that's a very, very good opinion, because anybody who's ever done business, for example, with the Japanese, they know it's a common negotiating trick. You will go over to Japan for 2 weeks to make some kind of a deal, and for the first 12 days, you are wined and dined and taken out into the countryside and the museums and everything. They won't even talk business until you're coming up on when you must get on that airplane to come back home, and that's when they'll sit down and say, here's the deal, yes or no. And it's a way of forcing the issue. And it does feel like that's what the Democrats did with the emergency spending bill as well. Yeah,
great analogy on your part. Thank you for your time.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to let you go and switch over to Francis in North Carolina. Aloha, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha to you, young man. Actually, to both of you, anyways. In one aspect of not allowing our finances and all that to go towards the war machine, the hate machine, the blood-sucking machine, and so forth, if not him, and among other things, as far as the political scene goes and the military-industrial complex goes, in light of that, you have the Internal Revenue Service, or Infernal Revenue Service, whatever you want to call it, that if you do not file your taxes April 15th, and basically get yourself up to the bar and dish out whatever to them, and so forth, as per your tax return. Otherwise, you get imprisonment, unless you have a good lawyer that actually can deal with keeping your tail out of it. And yet, how do you avoid, which is one thing I don't think I've ever heard anyone address. If I did, I'd miss it somewhere, who knows what. But how does one avoid having to dish out after they've had taxes taken out of their pay, whenever they get paid, and still they get sucked out again when they go do the tax filing, when they come to find out that they still owe again on top of what's been taken out. So,
well, that's why a lot of people look at taxes as really just government-sanctioned robbery. And rather than go into the whole situation on the show, have you ever seen Aaron Russo's From Freedom to Fascism?
Long time ago, and I have very little memory of it.
Well, you need to go back, and you need to look at it again. And next commercial break, I'm going to go ahead and put it up on the website for your convenience. But basically, Freedom to Fascism runs through a lot of these issues about whether the income tax is even legal or constitutional, but again, knowing that, you know, with most Americans understanding that the government did lie to us about Saddam Hussein's nuclear weapons, it's time to start asking, what else did they lie to us about?
True. But the question is, how does the everyday person enforce the aspect of saying, no, you're not doing this to me, and I am not paying you.
The individual, as you say, is powerless to do that. It's going to take a mass uprising of the American people to say, stop robbing us. And again, my hope is that this government will have a Soviet Union-style collapse, and when we are restarting the new government, the first commandment carved in stone will be no more private central banks. Because if you go back and you look at the history of private central banking, every time a private central bank is empowered, there is an income tax on the people at the same time, because that's what feeds that private central bank.
Then we're better off with the collapse, because quite frankly, there's not going to be a mass rising of people. No way. If it did, it would happen a long time ago.
Well, I agree with you on that, and again, I really don't want to see a mass uprising of the people in the violent sense. But again, I think if 4 million unarmed peaceful protesters walked into Washington D.C. And sent a message, we've had it, you're fired, that they might actually get that message.
That would be nice, but the problem is they'd be laughed at. On top of that, they'd be arrested.
How do you arrest somebody for protesting peacefully under their First Amendment protections? Because we still have that right to speak our mind, to petition the government for redress of grievances, to gather peacefully.
Right.
That's why I'm saying, you know, unarmed people, peaceful people, because that's
You're
still
right.
protected. That's still protected speech.
You're right. It's a question of how it's enforced. Thanks so much, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot, Francis. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a quick little shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Getting on back to the world of computers, interestingly enough, there's a privacy group is now filing suit against the New York Police Department for its secretive and unregulated facial recognition program. And their concern is, based on the past history of facial recognition systems, that it will misidentify people and cause innocent people to be investigated or arrested or even killed, because it is not a robust technology. It does make mistakes. I think the most obvious example is facial recognition can't discriminate between identical twins or even familial twins. It's not a robust system. And I think the people of New York and the privacy group have a right to know exactly what the New York Police Department is doing, so that they can point on out and say, this system is flawed. It makes mistakes. That would be a necessary element in a defense where you are charged with a crime based solely on the facial recognition system, saying, I saw this person at the scene of the crime while the crime was being committed. You have to know how the system works in order to be able to mount a reasonable defense. And so I think this privacy group is very much in the right. We should not have secret testimony in courts against the people, and we should not allow secret technology to bear witness against people in court. It's just common sense. Now, one of the members posted a story to our website where DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, is planning to hack the human brain to upload skills. This is right out of the movie Matrix, where you're plugged in and they say, I need the operating manual on this helicopter, and then all of a sudden you're a helicopter pilot. And DARPA is apparently going to throw quite a bit of money at this. I do not think it will work for a very simple reason. Our brains are all uniquely different. The way your brain develops is actually influenced by your life experience. And how your memories are stored are different from one person to the next to the next. It's not like a computer where it's all the same operating system and it's all the same memory architecture, and you can plug in a USB drive and have things assigned to the correct place. So I think this is another DARPA boondoggle, where your mind remembers what the color red looks like may be completely different from what this next person, where in their brain they remember what the color red looks like. I really don't think it can be made to work. I know that Elon Musk wants to come up with some kind of a direct-to-brain interface. I think in his case, he's thinking more along the lines of being able to have you interface directly with a thought-to-text system or send media directly into your brain, and I'm not even sure they could get that work to work. But to actually have knowledge fed into your brain, I think the diversity of brains is going to make that impossible. Okay, let's see. Did we do Karen in Maryland? Okay, we're going to go to Karen in Maryland. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi there. Okay, well, these are my two questions. The first is, what is the definition of a government shutdown?
Well, the definition of a government shutdown is that they have run out of money for certain operations. And during the last shutdown, basically they closed down all the museums and the national parks. Basically, they closed down all the things we, the American people, actually want from the government, but all the things that we don't like kept on running just fine, like the war machine.
Okay, so is that an official definition found on a website that you're aware of?
No, it's basically ad hoc, but that's what happened in the last government shutdown. It's not a complete shutdown of the entire government. It's selective.
Okay, all right. Okay, and then question number two is, where does the revenue go from the paid federal income taxes? Because I understand that it does not actually go for government services. So where does that revenue actually go? Where does it end up?
It goes to the Federal Reserve for repayment on all the money the government has borrowed before, and then the government operates on more money it is borrowing from that private central bank.
So it does not actually go for, like, say, visiting the Library of Congress, or it doesn't go for any services that the federal government is responsible for running. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the government is borrowing its operational budget from the Federal Reserve, and all tax revenues are basically put back into the Federal Reserve to try and make payments on the interest of the accumulated debt carried forward from the past.
And it
is a messed up system.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
Bye.
We're going to let you go, and... Now then, surprisingly, or at least to Apple's executives, iPhone sales are in a slump. Apple is basically saying that it's a pause because customers are waiting for the next iPhone. They want the latest and the greatest. 5-10 years ago, that may have been accurate, but again, I think there's this mindset to not face up to the reality that the American people are just flat out of money and they're not going to buy things unless they absolutely need them. And this is a bit of a pushback from what is called the need/desire theory of marketing, and we'll talk about that after these few words.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So I was talking about need versus desire. And many years ago, I used to work in the advertising industry. And for most of the early years of the U.S. economy, marketing was based on need. You would go on out and you would market your products to people who needed to buy that product. Then when we started getting into this idea of planned obsolescence, the advertising would change, where you'd go to somebody who already had the product you're selling, but you'd have a better product, and you would fan their desire to have the new one. And it did result in increased commerce, increased manufacturing, and it did cause the economy to boom. But when you have a healthy economy, that can work. But when your economy is locking up and people don't have money, they go back, they pull back from desire-based sales pitches to need-based. Yeah, the iPhone 8 is nice. I have an iPhone 5 that's still working. I don't need a new phone. And that's why we're seeing so many retailers in trouble. They became dependent on desire-based marketing. And that simply doesn't work in the new economic reality. So that's what's going on here. Now then, if you are over there on Google Play, There's an app called the Super Free Music Player. It's attracted several thousand downloads already. And you're being warned, do not download it. It is malware. So apparently DoubleClick was not the only part of the Google universe hackers got into to plant malware. And it is really out of control. It's open season on computer users around the world right now. Story coming out of Tech Radar, Intel has finally patched a critical vulnerability in its vPro processors. The worrying part is they've known about this flaw for no less than 7 years. And the problem apparently allows escalation of privilege vulnerability in Intel's active management technology, Intel standard manageability, and Intel small business technology firmware. A bug which could be used by an attacker to gain full control over a computer, then install malware and take other nefarious actions. Now, fortunately, these are all business platform CPUs, and the Intel CPUs aimed at the consumer market, that's you, it's not going to affect you. But it's kind of amazing. It took them 7 years. 7 years to deal with that. Now, over in Great Britain, again, in response to the Digital Economy Act, British police have a new authority. They can remotely disable your telephone even if no crime has been committed. Now, the rationale behind this is they're getting ready to make a drug bust. They disable the suspect's phone so they can't call for help or somebody can't call them and say the cops are outside your home. But obviously, this is wide open to abuse, where the police are just going to disable your phone just because they don't like how you look. There are no safeguards. They're applying the punishment before the crime occurs. And what if the crime doesn't occur? What if you're acting all nervous and stressed out trying to make a phone call, and the police think you're up to something no good, and the reality is you're trying to call for an ambulance? The misuse of this authority could lead to people, innocent people, being killed. I think at this juncture, we need to understand a very basic reality of government. If the capability to do something exists, inevitably they're going to want to be able to do it. They're still operating in a desire-based mindset. I want the Scorpion. I want the Stingray. I want to be able to disable phones just in case. Don't have a real reason. I just want it. And that's really very dangerous for wide variety of reasons. We'll be right back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We will not go down in the night. Fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're getting some more updates on the crop losses from this recent storm here. And according to Justin Gilpin, chief executive of the grower-funded Kansas Wheat Commission, they lost the western Kansas wheat crop this last weekend. So you can expect prices for produce, wheat, to start going up. And Claire and I actually had a little taste of it. This morning we did our normal grocery shopping, and it was a lot more than we were used to, based on items that derive from wheat and various vegetables, so forth and so on. So keep an eye out for that. Interestingly enough, another article out of Microsoft Network, the month of May was an unseasonably cold snap for southern Ontario. And they're saying it's going to last for 5 days, and it is one of the most significant bouts of cold weather Toronto's ever seen in May. So we're beginning to see the signs of a new Maunder minimum. And basically, that's where it is. Now, Al Gore is making the rounds of film festivals with his Inconvenient sequel. And the appropriate people are being encouraged to say it's a wonderful movie, everybody must see it. But reading reviews by people not affiliated with the corporate media who have actually seen the preview, they're saying it's just more of the same. It's fear-mongering. It's trying to scare people into buying carbon credits and paying carbon taxes. I'm looking at the member news over at my website, and I'm seeing all these articles like civil unrest in Oregon. Apparently, there's even civil unrest going on in Washington, D.C. It's amazing here. Now then, the other day I made a misstatement. I need to correct it. I was reading this article, and the headline turns out it was misleading, where it said that Donald Trump was saying the Constitution was archaic, and that wasn't entirely accurate. What Donald Trump actually said was the rules of the U.S. Senate are what is archaic, and the rules of the Senate are set by the Senate. They are not, in fact, in the Constitution itself, and these rules are very convoluted, things like filibusters and all kinds of very bizarre rules, and they've accumulated over the decades as attempts to outmaneuver the majority party by the minority party, and it has built up to a little bit of a nest. And perhaps some drastic simplification is, in fact, needed there. But basically, at this point, what we're hearing out of this article that's coming out of Fox News, no less, is basically Trump is saying it is congressional gridlock that is preventing him from carrying out many of the promises he made to the voters. He's being constrained. He's being limited. And that certainly would seem possible. Now, we talked about this the other day. And this article on the Next Web is carrying it forward. We're talking about conflict diamonds or conflict-free diamonds. And the idea is that when you go to the jewelry store, there are two categories of diamonds. There are diamonds that are produced in conflict-free areas, like the De Beer mines in South Africa. Then there are diamonds that are being mined to fund war in conflict zones. And there is a general sense that one should not buy conflict diamonds because then one is contributing to that war, which does make sense. But unfortunately, some of this is also about marketing, about preserving existing diamond mines against upstart newcomers who may be near conflict but not necessarily supporting the war effort. So now we've got this article from the Next Web, and they're talking about how there's an online diamond seller that claims all their diamonds are conflict-free, and an investigation is saying that may not actually be the reality. And people are willing to spend more money to get a conflict-free diamond, and so they're getting ripped off. They're getting ripped off in the process. We have become a nation of scammers, and it has got to stop. Because it's a clear and present danger to our nation to just adopt scams as an acceptable way of life, or poor quality products as an acceptable way of life, or the invasions of our privacy as an acceptable way of life. We've become way too complacent. We have become too complacent, and it is time to get angry about what's going on. And I'm sure the liberals will say, well, you're not being politically correct if you're being angry. Well, too bad. It's okay to be angry. It's a survival mechanism. Didn't just happen by accident. We evolved to feel anger and rage and even hate because it served a survival purpose. And we need to get back to that because our very survival is on the line right now. Here's a bizarre story coming out of Pennsylvania, and it is a reminder of just how out of control corporate power has become in this country. Over in Huntingdon County, they have passed an ordinance where if you are protesting a pipeline on your own property, you can be arrested and put in jail. And apparently it relates to a pipeline being laid by Sunoco. And the citizens were saying that they didn't want it going through their land because of the known hazards of leaking pipelines. And Common Pleas Court Judge George Zanuck signed a rare writ of possession order that now gives Sunoco Security the authority to arrest and imprison you for protesting a pipeline they are building across your own property. And it's another reminder, under this government, money is much more important than people. The founding fathers set up this country to make sure the people had the power. And it has been stolen from us bit by bit over the ages. We should have been paying more attention to it. But that's where we are. Let's see, there's another story here. Sacramento. In Southside Park, apparently there is a church there, Our Lady of Guadalupe Church, and every Sunday during the services in this adjacent lot, there are street vendors who set up little tables with muffins and lemonade, and apparently the Sacramento police came on in because there were no permits. They didn't just shut the street dealers down, they confiscated and destroyed all their property. And the entire raid was captured on Facebook live video. It's going viral. And it's another case of enforcement. You will go to the corporations. You will not provide for yourself. You will not sell to each other. You will get whatever you get, food, beverage, it has to be from a corporation. And that really is tyranny and dictatorship. Okay, our phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443. And apparently, this is just breaking. As you know, the Senate is having their hearings on the allegations that Russia hacked the election. Susan Rice has refused the Senate's request to testify as to what she knows or doesn't know, more to the point, that supports these allegations. And she's just flat out refused to show on up. And I hope the Senate will issue a subpoena. And if she refuses that, she's open to arrest. But this tells us right there, the story was bogus. They cannot back it up. Amazing. Amazing, amazing stuff here. Apparently, the Syrian army has now seized huge quantities of drugs being smuggled by trucks to the moderate rebels near Damascus. Let's see. Okay, getting on back here. Let's see. Oh, boy. Long-haul flight. There, I'm hemming and hawing. I actually ran out of talking points here because we had so few phone calls today. But apparently, Donald Trump is giving serious consideration to moving the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. This is from Mike Pence. And, this one is still ongoing. Janet Napolitano, former head of the Department of Homeland Security, she's was also head of Berkeley University. She's being investigated for concealing $175 million in a secret slush fund at the same time she was demanding more money from the state. So hopefully that will go someplace as well. Protesters and police continue to clash as D.C. devolves into an all-out war zone. This is a story, Claire called my attention to it before. The United States has deployed a high-altitude surveillance drone to Japan to monitor North Korea's activities amid heightened tensions with Pyongyang. This is an RQ-4 Global Hawk drone with the ability of collecting aerial data from an altitude of about 15 kilometers. And it will be in Japan on a five-month mission spying on North Korea. Now, if North Korea shoots it down, I have absolutely no doubt that the U.S. government will say it's an act of war. But actually flying a drone into somebody else's country without permission, that is an act of war as well. And it seems like they're announcing these things to try and provoke Kim Jong-un into doing something. Normally, when you send a surveillance drone someplace, you don't announce it. You don't want them looking up at it, possibly trying to shoot it down. This is an attempt to goad Kim Jong-un. The same thing with the story that came out earlier today where U.S. commandos are prepared to go on in and do targeted strikes on the ballistic missile sites and the nuclear arsenal. That's something that you don't telegraph ahead of time in the news unless you're trying to provoke a reaction. And that seems to be what's going on. And again, to recap, look at all the nations the United States has invaded, drone-struck, regime changed over the last 16 years. The one common factor in all of them is that none of these countries had nuclear weapons with which to deter an outside invasion. The United States looks pretty butch when they go up against a country that doesn't really have all that much of a military. And the reason the United States is trying to pressure North Korea into surrendering or dismantling its nuclear weapons is to make it easy to invade them somewhere down the road. The same thing with pressuring Iran to abandon its nuclear program. Make it easier to invade. And we know Iran was on that list. Wesley Clark leaked back in 2005 of countries that are going to be invaded by the United States. And Iran was the last one. We're going to take a phone call here. Nico in California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I had some questions about cryptocurrency. I did that you talked about Germany and the Deutsche Mark yesterday.
Yes.
And I appreciate that. I think I sent some info to you on that a couple days ago. The cryptocurrency, though, my main question is, and it's really simple, is it safe? I mean, can somebody flip a switch and I don't have my money anymore?
Well, I think if any kind of money that you have in any form that's inside the bank's computers can be taken away at the flip of a switch. And that's probably one of the reasons why I didn't really look into the cryptocurrency as much, because I don't see it as being inherently safer than the other. I mean, most of our currency is electronic as it is, and hackers can get at it and take it away. And there have been a couple of cases where Bitcoin exchanges have failed spectacularly from manipulation, and Bitcoin exchanges have been broken into and the Bitcoin's taken. It doesn't strike me that it is a robust technology. But in the end, and going back to the founding of this nation, true freedom means that you have your wealth under your control in some kind of a tangible asset that is portable that you can take with you. And of course, that is what the banks are trying to get rid of as we edge closer and closer to runs on the bank. And we're starting to see them up in Canada. And the theory behind the cash-free society is you are not allowed to have your own wealth under your own control anymore. It must be by law in some bank somewhere where they can move it around and play with it all they want.
Well, here's a little bit of info. I buy physical silver. And then, I have it in a safe location that nobody knows about. I don't really talk about it very often to anybody. But I will tell people here that if you buy physical silver for delivery from Monex, and I don't know how other companies are, but the purchase from and the sale to that company of silver currency, it's got to be Maple Leafs or it has to be Eagles, those transactions are not reported to the IRS by Monex. It's up to the actual purchaser, it's up to the customer to report that to the IRS, just something to know.
That is something good to know because, again, when the cash-free society is declared by imperial edict, parallel with it will be a ban on physical investment metal. And they did that over in India, and it's caused all kinds of chaos. But again, we had a ban on physical gold here in the United States of America back in 1933. And it was done to save the banks. And the American people were ordered to turn in their gold coins and gold bars in exchange for nice little pretty stacks of ink and paper, which the value has since inflated away on. It was done, again, to save the bankers, because to a government, money is much more important than people.
Perfect. Mike, aloha. Thanks for everything, and have a good one, okay?
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. It is getting kind of weird out there. Looking here at, somebody sent me the Cross of Iron speech. That is, I'm going to get that put up on the website so that you can see that or read it at any rate. Russia is now proposing 4 de-escalation zones in Syria to restart the stalled peace process. Now, the only reason the peace process stalled was because of that false flag gas attack in Idlib. And so what Russia is proposing certainly would dovetail in with Israel's plan of fracturing Syria into parts and the U.S. plan to whack off part of Syria and turn it into part of the new Kurdistan. But even if they move forward on this, all it's going to take is another false flag gas attack, and the war will be off and running again. Got to take a commercial break. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today, and I just got an interesting email in my mailbox in response to my comments about this late spring snowstorm causing a huge amount of damage to agriculture across Europe and the United States. And this person is writing from Northern California, saying, as of the last trip to the market, iceberg lettuce is $2.89 each, normally 99 cents to $1.49 each. Red or green lettuce, $2.99 each, normally 99 cents to $1.49 each. Napa and bok choy lettuce, $1.89 a pound, normally 99 cents a pound. So we're talking basically about prices are doubling here. Romaine lettuce, $2.99, normally $1.49. Cilantro, 69 cents each, normally $3 for a dollar. Eggplant, $1.79 each, normally 99 cents. Cauliflower, $3.89 each, normally 99 cents to $1.49 each. This person then goes on to say that thankfully last year he'd put out planter boxes with vegetables in his backyard and is feeding himself and his family off of this. So that was a very, very smart thing to do. These are, even at that inflated price, it's still far less than we're paying here in Hawaii. But we're already seeing the prices go up. And so, gosh darn that, human-caused global warming. And again, a reminder, during the warming, the medieval and Roman warming periods, the warming was a good thing because food was growing all over the place. Humans didn't have to spend every hour of the day trying to feed themselves, and they had time left over to advance civilization, architecture, art, music. The Renaissance came out of the tail end of that that warming period. And then, of course, when the Little Ice Age hit, it got really, really rough. A lot of different places. So, Al Gore is going to have his film out in July, the hottest time of year, and hopes you will all forget that we had another record-setting winter, because he's still out there pushing for carbon credits and carbon taxes, and you must submit to a global environmental authority. And it is all a lie and a scam. And even after all these years that I have been doing this, the sheer volume, scale, and audacity of the government's and corporate media's lies still catches me by surprise sometimes. No matter how cynical I get, I just can't keep up. So apparently, both here in the United States and in Great Britain, they're pushing for more laws against anti-Semitism. But the definitions of anti-Semitism are always skewed to include criticisms of the actions of the government of Israel. Now, Israel has always claimed that they never do anything really bad. It's only anti-Semites who criticism. Now they're trying to get that coded into law around the world, the same way they have succeeded in coding into law a prohibition against asking any questions about the Orthodox revealed history of World War II. And boy, George Orwell has to be spinning in his grave at this point. Oh, and by the way, George Orwell is also covered in Being in Time, Gilad Atzmon. Good read. I'm going to try and finish it today. There's the music. We'll be back tomorrow, Thursday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, share what you know with everybody that you know. Still trying to find a way out of this horrific mess that we are all in. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.